Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jenna Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. We're coming to you from the Pennsylvania Convention Center, Philadelphia Auto Show. What a great spot this is, where you can think, if you haven't seen it before, think 11 football fields. 11, filled with all sorts of cars, models, classics, exotics, from the Model T to the Bugatti, all sorts of cars. You can find out all the information you need to know about the auto show at PhillyAutoShow.com. Again, that's PhillyAutoShow.com. Of course, you can also just get here, and that's where you want to be. PhillyAutoShow.com website for all the details to get here. The auto show runs through February 17th. Gates have opened. People are in here now, which is good to see so many people coming by. 888-729-9494. We had touched on it briefly with Howard there. And also mentioned it sort of in a passing way yesterday. I do think the possibility of Major League Baseball increasing the playoff teams from 10 to 14 is ridiculous. If you want to weigh in on that, you certainly can. Now, this hasn't gone through yet. It may not ever happen, but I think it will, because baseball, of course, is inclined to try to, you know, drive up revenue and all that stuff. And interesting that Howard's talking about, you know, talking to John Middleton about this. There's the possibility for the 2022 season to go from five teams in each league in the postseason to seven. What do you make of that? We'll take your reaction. I think it's terrible. 888-729-9494. Let's go to the phones and talk to T in Collegeville. T, you're on WIP.
Hey, Josh. How you doing, Richie Seltzer?
Awesome.
Hey, Joseph, here at the camera. I'm here. You got some explaining to do.
Can't understand anything you said there, Tay. Got nothing out of that.
Josephine, I heard that.
Oh, Josephine. All right.
Oh, all right. That's good.
Napoleon was married to a Josephine,
yeah.
Right? All right.
Hey, what's going on, man? Every new day you come up with a new excuse to get out of this stuff.
Well, you got to admit, Tay, if Spike Eskin, who's the judge, comments publicly, don't you think that's grounds for dismissal?
No.
He didn't
say a real judge.
And he also didn't say anything impartial. Like, he just said, we need justice served.
Yeah, he's actually just
reinforcing. If he had said, oh, I can't wait to take down Joe to camera, it'd be a different story.
Right. He's reinforcing that he's going to be impartial.
Yeah, I think it's out of line.
And this is exactly why you're in this situation, because you agree to the bet. Then once the bet didn't go your way, then you're like, oh, the bet's null and void. You agree to the judge. Then once the judge showed you something you didn't like, you're like, no, the judge is null and void. You do this all the time.
Well, I'm wary. I'm very wary of the judge. I will admit that.
No, you're very weaselly, you welcher.
All right, T, what do you got on the Phillies? Talk to me. Phils.
I believe that Vegas and everybody kind of has it right. I'm concerned with possible reoccurring injuries, not enough pitching. I feel like the 85-86 win is probably accurate. I feel like Joe gives us those extra wins, but I'm not going to get my hopes up like we do with every other sports team in this city to sit there and not realize what's going on. I mean, we started this pitchers and catchers reporting with already injuries. Like, come on now. Hmm. Like, people are still sore, and we're doing the same thing all over again, and it's like, we didn't spend enough money, and it's like, if we don't, all over again. It just seems real leery, and I'm just skeptical about the whole thing. But I'm not skeptical about Joe. Joe does phenomenal. He's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, look, Girardi's a great manager. All right, T, give me a show you loved as a kid. Best answer wins the hand and stone pass.
Well, I got one. You guys got to choose this as a winner. It's like 90 years old that started production. It's a whopper. Ready? Looney Tunes.
All right.
Looney Tunes.
That's a haymaker.
That is truly, yes. It applies to everyone, I believe.
So
everyone watched Bugs Bunny.
That's a great answer.
Well, let me just ask a question for clarification's sake. Is Looney Tunes, like, are a bunch of shows in Looney Tunes? I know Bugs is part of that.
Yeah.
Like, it that's a whole bunch of different cartoons, right? They kind of go into
it started as one together.
Did it? I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I think they revamped the Looney Tunes, and they do new ones now, but they're the same characters. It's the same group of characters.
Was Looney? I guess what I'm getting at is, was Looney Tunes a TV show, or was that See, I thought that was just like a title for a group of cartoons. I didn't think.
And that's the show.
That's what I'm just trying to understand. But I know Looney Tunes is a thing. I get you on that. Let's go to Matt.
That's a huge answer.
Yeah, I get you on that.
I think that's the leader in the clubhouse for me right now.
Matt in Wilmington. What do you got, Matt?
Since you keep trying to get out of this trial, I think a sentence should be added to the trial, and you should have to say, clean it up down there right when they rip the hair off.
Clean it up down there.
No, that ain't right, man.
I think that would be awesome.
Hey, you know what, Matt? I think he should start getting punished for trying to, you know, get out of even doing this trial that's being held because he tried to get out of the bet in the first place.
Yeah, but Matt, wouldn't you?
Joe, we're doing this because of you, because you forced it, and now you're trying to say you don't want to do it because of. Spike,
I just think
just saying that he wants justice served.
All I can tell you is, to me, it looks like grounds for dismissal. We'll see what the courts say.
Only a guilty man would think that justice to be served would be the justice that he's talking about.
Well, that's true. Only a guilty man would be worried about justice being served.
All right, guys, I gotta go back to work, but I have a show for you. That's the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Fresh Prince, good answer. John never saw the Fresh Prince.
No. Nope.
Fresh Prince. Yeah.
Fresh.
Fresh Prince.
There you
which
go,
is
buddy.
Amazing.
You're right.
That's that window.
Hallelujah.
I mean, I know what it is.
Yeah.
Just never. It was part of that window of things that I was not. I was doing other stuff.
You were doing other stuff. Seltzer and I were most definitely. Well, we were doing some other stuff, but we were definitely watching the Fresh Prince. Let's go to Chris in Northeast Philly. Hey, Chris, you're on WIP.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Chris.
So, Joe, you're right. The trial of Joe DeCamera shouldn't happen.
Thank you.
But, I don't think you're going to be thanking me after I explain it. It shouldn't happen because your leg should already be bare and you should have already paid up.
You're right.
No way, man.
Great point.
I got great grounds on this one.
No. No one agrees with you. You know that.
That's not true.
Who agrees with you?
You know who agree with me? Seltzer, you probably saw this on Twitter. Jen Fred from Fox 29 weighed in today on Twitter. And she says she thinks they got a great case, and I appreciate that.
Don't you think she's just saying that to humor you and make you feel better about yourself? Maybe she's spurring you on because she thinks you're making a fool of yourself.
I was shocked by the support, but I appreciate it.
I'm shocked, too.
Yeah.
There's got to be something.
So thank you, Jen.
Some deeper meaning to this.
Thank you. All right, what do you got on the Phils, Chris?
All right, so I'm definitely leaning more toward the positive. I'm excited about Girardi. I'm excited about the new season. But I am very nervous about this pitching. But I don't think that the problem is as simple as, Nick Pivetta and Vince Velasquez, because I think if in a vacuum one of those guys was your fifth starter, I don't think that would be that much of a problem, because most fifth starters aren't that great anyway, and both of those guys have shown at least moments of fleeting greatness, or have been very good in spots at least.
Yeah.
But the actual problem is that one of those guys is going to be your fifth starter, and then the fourth and the third is going to be either another one of those guys or Arrieta and Eflin. And there's just as much questions about those guys as there are about the other two. And then
well, I'm glad you said that, Chris, because I do think for all the focus on Pivetta and Velasquez, it has obscured the reality that this also hinges on Arrieta and Eflin 3 and 4 in whatever order you want to put them. And that's not exactly, you know, rock solid stability either. I mean, look, I think Eflin's decent, and I think he's got a shot to be pretty darn good. He showed that last year, but he also went through that whole, you know, my body's heavy thing. And frankly, you know, it's not like he's got a tremendous track record of success. Like, you know, there's a shot that he can be good, but there's just as much a shot that he won't be. And that in a division with the Braves.
But he says he figured out the problem.
Toward
the end of last year, he just went against what he was being coached to do and sort of had to go out on his own. And you know, so hopefully he can pick up where he left off.
All right, Chris, a show that you loved as a kid. What do you got here?
All right, I'm going to go with Rocco's Modern Life.
All right, you got that. Do you know that one, John?
I don't know what that is.
No, I don't either. Not exactly Leave It to Beaver, but what are you going to do?
Rocco's, does Jimmy know this?
Hey,
Jimmy,
guys, you know everything. guys.
Are you there?
That's not Seltzer.
No, it's not Seltzer. It's the judge.
Okay, Judge, what do you got?
Hello, Judge Eskin.
Sorry.
Thank you for joining us, Your Honor.
Yeah, I apologize. That, now, that's how you're supposed to talk about a judge right, and your boss. I heard some bitching and moaning earlier about my tweet and whether I would be a fair judge.
Out of line.
Look, I got to tell you, rule number one, the first thing, this is not a legal court of law. So I get to, what I say goes. This is a dictatorship. So I'm the judge and the jury buddy.
Yeah, you got yourself into this, Joe.
Dictatorship.
And I have to tell you that complaining publicly, whether online or on the radio or even to your friends in a crowded room, is not going to help you, buddy. It's only going to hurt. So we have a right outside the studio here waiting. We have a couple of people with those long, what are they, the wooden sticks that they wax people with, and we have the heated up yellow wax, and they're just waiting to camera to pour it all over your legs and rip the hair out as everyone listens. So
legs and feet.
Yeah. So I would
and
just,
maybe more now. Is there punishment? Could there possibly be more at stake now that Joe is upping the ante by accusing you of impropriety, Judge Eskin, Your Honor?
Thank you for the proper respect. We're going to wax his whole head. We're going to wax the whole head. We are going to wax him into male pattern baldness. We're going to leave it. We're gonna wax him Mr. T.
Yeah.
Your Honor, just so I understand, does that mean that my motion for dismissal is denied?
There's no one to – there's no – we're not even in court yet. You can't have a motion on the air. Yes, it's denied. Whatever it is, stop complaining.
Denied.
Denied.
Oh, man.
Thank you, Judge Eskin. There's your music.
All right, the judge. The judge. Is this L.A. law? That's a good one.
This is Judge Honorable Spike Eskin's music. Right.
Sounds like your approach worked against you.
Yeah, I don't think that flew very good.
That did not go well for you.
No, that definitely
I like how he threw in, this is Judge Spike Eskin and your boss.
Yeah. And he referred to himself as a dictator. What the heck?
Uh-huh. Well, to be fair, I mean,
sounds,
you know.
Yeah, sounds like you have not ingratiated yourself to the Honorable Judge Eskin.
Well, hopefully Mill Thompson will come in and do wonders.
Who would have thought your whining and crying would get you in trouble? Uh-huh. No one saw that coming.
Mm. No, I thought I had a case. He went to social media. I thought that was inappropriate. And the motion for dismissal has been denied. All right, to the phones we go, 888-729-9494. Let's talk to Billy T. in Princeton. Billy T., what's going on, buddy?
Gentlemen, how are you today?
Great.
Listen. Wonderful. other than the last 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Listen, you got guys lighten up on this Phillies team.
Yeah,
they
thank you.
They haven't even started practicing yet.
Yeah.
They haven't started practicing. What, like, seriously, you know, they added three really key people, the pitching coach, the hitting coach, and a leader in Joe Girardi. And let him coach. You know,
and
the mark of a good coach is what kind of product do you have at the start of the year and what do you have at the end? Well, we know in the last 2 years they went backwards. Poor Hoskins had no idea what he was doing. He's a natural low ball hitter, but they were trying to make everybody swing playing the same.
Yeah.
As far as the pitchers, I think Jake is going to be fine. I think he's going to surprise you, Joe. So give him a chance. He was hurt. He was probably hurt for 2 years and pitched through it. That's why Chicago let him go. But I think now with the surgery, you're going to see, you know, a guy that wants to come back who's competitive. I don't know. I would like to have Jake have my back in an alley in a tough situation because I know he's a tough guy.
Yeah, I don't think but Billy T., let me just say this. I don't think the issue has anything to do with competitiveness. Like, I agree with you. I think he's fantastic in that regard. He has shown heart. He has pitched with injury, ultimately had to shut it down. Nobody, you know, claimed that he was being soft in that process. The issue isn't all that. The issue is just, you know, now at the age of, 33 or 34, with a lot of innings on that arm and injuries, you know, can he do it? Can he do it effectively? That's the issue, man.
That's fair, Joe. But you got to give him a chance to show it. And I think you're going to see a guy who's motivated. And when you have an athlete, a professional athlete that's motivated, they do wonderful things. And, John, you know that.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Billy T, how much of an effect can Brian Price have on a guy who is so set in his ways like a Jake Arrieta, an older guy who sort of has had to, you know, change the way he's pitched over the years as his body is on the decline? Can he do as much with Jake Arrieta as he can with Zach Eflin, say?
Well, that's up to Jake. But, because I'm telling you right now, this whole offseason, they've been scrutinizing the video on the hitters and the pitchers and the arm angles. You know, the arm angle is very important to get movement, and the placement of the fingers on the baseball is critical. You know, this four-seam fastball crap is just that. It's crap. The best fastball is a two-seam fastball where the big finger, the middle finger, drags across the laces, which gives you that movement if you're righty in on a righty away from a lefty. I mean, these two coaches that were fired, they needed to be fired. I know more of my pinky about hitting and my other pinky about pitching than the guys they let go. You watch it on TV and you scratch your head and you go, why the hell are they teaching these guys to swing up? You know, you have an intersection point with the bat on the ball. You want to get the barrel of the bat into the strike zone as fast as you can. You can't get it in on a high pitch the same way you do on a low pitch. You can't have the same. That's what the poor Hoskins. Nobody was telling him. When he came up, he was a natural low ball hitter. He was banging the ball out. Then they figured out throwing him up.
Yeah. All right, Billy T. Give me a show you loved as a child.
Star Trek.
You got it. Billy T. Always good hearing from him. He is passionate about baseball. It's good to talk some baseball today.
Sure is.
I haven't gone hardcore baseball here in a while. I'm enjoying this. 888-729-9494 from the Philadelphia Auto Show. Hey, coming up, Chris Bryant. To be a Philly, to not be a Philly, that's certainly been the question. One writer's view of why Chris Bryant will not become a Philly. We'll dive into that next. Rock the phone calls as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, FanDuel Sportsbook. In partnership with Valley Forge Casino is America's number one online sportsbook for a reason. Actually, all sorts of reasons. They've got all the bets you could want. They've got a great, easy-to-use app, new promotions every day. And once you win, well, they get you your cash fast. And if you've been holding out on trying FanDuel Sportsbook, well, stop that. Get in. Because now's the time. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new users their first bet risk-free, meaning you can place any bet. And within 7 days of sign-up, FanDuel Sportsbook will refund you up to $500 in site credit if you don't win. So much to look at with FanDuel Sportsbook and to bet on. Of course, no pro basketball just for a couple of days, but that'll be back next week. Got all the hockey action. You got all the bets you can make for baseball up ahead for the season, all the future bets. Where do you think the local team will finish? It's all right there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook. To claim your risk-free first bet, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app from the iOS App Store or visit FanDuel.com/Android. Make sure when you sign up, you do so with promo code Joe. Again, that's promo code Joe to get that first bet risk-free. What a deal it is with FanDuel Sportsbook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.